Hello there, patrons. How are you? I hope you're doing well. Well, howdy there, internet people. This is Bo again. I don't know why I suddenly became Bo of the Fifth Column. That was a weird ride there for an intro. I might re-record that. But I literally started off like being like, oh, I'll just do this right. And then I turned it into a song and it kind of came in an accent. And then it reminded me of Bo of the Fifth Column's accent, who's a wonderful YouTuber. And I just started parroting him. Welcome to the Long Road Podcast. We're starting off strong. It's a late night for me, everybody. I'm recording this Sunday evening. I got a lot done today. I hung out with friends last night, but I've already told you all as patrons if you watch my update videos, but I'm doing a short film. And so today actually was a lot of work getting stuff done for the short film. I did some discussion with a storyboard artist, a friend of mine who does comics, who is doing some of the storyboards for the film that we're going to put in the Kickstarter video and all that jazz, and a bunch of other stuff. I've worked on the script and we talked to my producer and everything, so it's moving. We're getting the Kickstarter all set up soon, so I am very pumped about it. It should be really exciting. So that's been my day. I hope your day is doing good. But today we're talking Star Trek Enterprise. It's the Star Trek time to decompress with, and we are watching the episode The Shipment. Which I'm trying to remember. I think this is the one where we go and meet we learn a little bit more about Zindi society, and Archer gets to meet Degra for the first time, who is sort of our antagonist for the better half of the first season. I want to say he's always going to be the villain, because that gets interestingly complicated as the season goes along. But yeah, he is certainly one of the main antagonists at the beginning of the season. So we've seen Degra already in some of the earlier episodes. We get a little bit more about him here. So this is one of the big moving the story forward episodes of the show. So I'm excited to see that after a couple of lulls in the season so far. So let us get our episode going. Like, if you're new to the podcast, this is done as kind of like a director's commentary. So we're going to hit play on our episode of Star Trek Enterprise, The Shipment, at the same time. I'll give you a countdown of 3, 2, 1, play. And then I'll also sing along with the theme song and annoy my cat, because he always gets bothered by me singing. And we'll just chat about the episode as we go. So get your finger on the button. We're going to start the episode in 3, 2, 1, play. We get a previously on. Have we had many previously ons? Usually we don't have that many previously ons on Star Trek Enterprise. So we're getting a previous. Hopefully you're getting a previously on your thing, because if not, you're missing out on rewatching last week's episode with the Beauty and the Beast creeper dude, creeper, the creeper of creepers. Who doesn't love our friend the creeper? Gotta love that dude. Part of it. What? Not all of it. Ah, damn it. All right, now we're getting to the weapon test. Gotta get that chemosite. Gotta get that random that unobtainium element that we need. It still is, like, weirdly contrived. I know this is, like, they're doing weapons tests right now, and it's just like, well, if you're still doing weapons tests, why did you ever test it off on Earth in the first place? Just reveal your shit, you know? Nah, it's all right, getting from there to here. It's been a long time. Bam, 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 wham, wham. But my time is finally near, and I will see my dream come alive at last. I will touch the sky, and they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna change my mind, 'cause I've got faith of the heart, going where my heart will take me. I've got faith to believe I can do anything. Here comes Newt, say hello. Here's my little buddy, he's my kitty. He says hi, everyone. Bow, wow, wow. I've got faith. Faith of the heart. Bow, wow, 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 wow. Come on up, Newt. Come and say hi. Yeah, he came in and started rubbing at my feet as soon as I was singing. Now he's one step. Come on. Come on, buddy. Do you want up? No? Are you just going to stay down there? I guess he's going to stay down there. Anyways, we got the Enterprise doing its enterprising thing. None. Not a single damn one, dang it. Here, bud. There he comes. Here comes Newt. It's a lie from Creeper McCreeper. You mean you don't trust? I was going to say, you don't trust Creeper McCreeper, dude? I trusted him implicitly. What about Major Hayes? Why do I think you bring a Major Hayes? Reed's just getting very jealous. Where do I know the actor who plays Major Hayes from? I've definitely seen him in other things. Where's the actor? Major Hayes. Star Trek Enterprise. What if I want to say like 24 or something. I don't know. Something weird like that. I've definitely seen this actor in other things. Stephen Culp is the actor. Oh, yeah, he was Picard's first officer in Star Trek Nemesis, funnily enough. In the there's a deleted scene of Star Trek Nemesis where he played the first officer of the Enterprise after Riker left to join the Titan. I forgot about that. Oh, he was in JAG. He was a recurring role in JAG, which I never watched JAG, to be fair. Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. What a show. Speaker of the House in the West Wing for a couple seasons. A recurring role there. Yeah, I don't know. Because none of these things were things that like I watched really regularly. I never watched any of those. He appeared in Boston Legal, which I definitely would have seen him in because I love Boston Legal. And Stargate Atlantis, which I also would have seen him in. So I definitely have seen those two shows. So that's probably where I recognized him around this time. But yeah, other than that, I haven't really seen him in much. That's weird. And he only appears in 5 episodes of Star Trek Enterprise. That's wild. All right, we got a whole team going on doing stuff down there. I mean, it's for the weapon. Yeah, blow it up. Jesus, why not? Oh, you wanna do some research, man? It's a necessary part of the like machine development. Might as well blow it up. You know, it's funny. I remember this episode from when I was a kid. I remember explicitly watching this. And I remember this base being bigger. Maybe because I was a kid, even the TV things on TV looked bigger to me than they do now. Which is funny. Kind of weird how memory plays with that. Yeah, like this room definitely looked much bigger in my childhood memory. Maybe that's why, because there's the green screen there. And I didn't notice how green screeny it was. Gotta love those CGR people. You're a radiolytic compound. God, these people's heads are so big. They have such big heads. Bum bum. I like this music. Bum bum. Doo 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 doo. Gotta play the weird recorder. Boo doo boo doo. I'm gonna just follow this dude and just lay home at night. It's not creepy, Archer. Dang. Oh, I'm just gonna have a nice day. Just welcome back. I gotta enjoy my nice little drink that I keep over here. I hope no one comes up behind me. Oh, shoot. It's a really long sequence of him just going home. Bum, bum, bum. Archer's being the bad guy. Kind of. From a certain point of view. Totally not weapons, though. I want to know now. Oh, they're doing more experimenty stuff. Oh, that was very clearly a dubbed line. You do not see Connor Trinneer's voice there at all. It was so clear a dubbed line. Yeah, we're doing a good terrorism. We're kicking butt. Yeah, I will shoot the crap out of you. I'm definitely a Marine. I do like this, where this is going so far. Because it's actually, like, humanizing the Zindi in a really cool way. Maybe, like, this guy's home, too. Look, he's got that nice chair there. And a wood chair. Yeah, you're a liar. You're a liar, liar, plants for hire. But I do like it, because this is about showing the Zindi as people and not just, like murderers and bent on, like, killing all of humanity for no reason. I do like it. It's a cool idea. Yeah, it's like a fair point. I might have had something to do with it. It's interesting how, like people all work on this machine without even realizing that they're complicit in, like, mass genocide. It's a nice thing about complicity and how you can sort of, like, run it off by just being ignorant of what you're producing. While also humanizing, like, Zindi is not all evil at the same time. It's an interesting sort of... I like this episode quite a lot for that. Also, cool, like, I love, like, slug weapons. They're fun. Slug weapons! Who doesn't love a good slug weapon? Oh, slug... Thank you, Phlox. Oh, it reloads like that. That's kind of cool. That's how they reload. Yeah, complicity. Yep. Just do the job. Oh, the missing six one that also died. You'd like to think that, though. Again, like humanizing the Zindi and like their history and everything. I really like this. Poor Avians. Reptilians, goddammit. I mean, I've already said it before, but it is one of those frustrating things that, like, the most inhuman-looking Zindi are the evil ones. I would have liked maybe the primates or the arboreals to have been the more evil ones. I get the shorthand. Like, it's an easy shorthand visual language, but, like, in Star Trek tradition, like, going back all the way to the Horta in the original series, like, the most inhuman things can be, like, something that we should relate to, you know? It's just one of those ideas. And it's not, again, it's not the end of the world, and I don't, like, hate it, but, you know, I would have liked that, you know? Jesus. Oh, shoot. In theory. The last one, dang it. But then it becomes, do you trust this guy? Because it could lead them to kill you. It's a good tension building. It's like, do you think you made your case enough, and do you trust this guy enough, this guy's morals enough? Exactly. Well, Well, fine. They have to wait. Gosh darn it. We're all gonna die. Bum bum. I do like the Zindi reptilian suits. Like, their outfits are awesome. I think they're pretty bomb. Very impractical, but very awesome. Lethargic creatures? Jeez. Gonna be all mean. Oh shit, we gotta run through these rocks. Oh shoot, they got drones, evil looking sci-fi drones. Oh shoot. Why do drones never report back instant feedback? I mean, like, drones in the US. I was like, you just destroy the drones and get this information back to the people in most sci-fi things, which is always kind of funny. Yeah, you're fucked. But yeah, in the United States, like, when we have drones, like, that gives instant feedback to the people piloting them. But, like, in most science fiction things, most, like, drones like that, like, you can shoot it down and it'll all be fine because they won't have gotten back with information. But that's not really how drones work. Oh, it's gonna blow up! I was gonna say, it's gonna blow up! Yeah, beam that shit out of there. Yeah, fuck you! Reminds me of, like, Mariner running over Jennifer in Star Trek Lower Decks. Yeah, probably. I'm gonna murder you anyways, dang it. Oh, sorry, wait. Aw, look at you being a good guy, Archer, and understanding. Yeah. Shut up, Major. Yeah, he's gonna fuck with his shit. Yeah, you jerk. It's all tense and stuff. Sorry, I'm not saying too much, but it's just, I'm actually kind of wrapped up in this. This is actually very good. Why is Archer like, his shirt is weirdly cocked off? That's just wearing that shirt very weird. The jacket. Excuse me. Oh. You don't have to tell me what to do. But you didn't. We're cool. You just saw me. I'm chill. We're very chill. Just some of you. So that was really good. So I really liked that episode quite a bit. So the stuff with the Zindi weapon was all right and fine and just like testing it. I do like the idea that like their stuff regrows back. So there's this cool organic component. It's like a cool idea for a weapon that I thought was really nice. But the real meat of this episode was the weapons facility, which I really like because you learn a little bit about the Zindi history and like their history with like genocides as well. And how they've done war on each other, and how they sort of have that like history in the background, but it also humanizes them as well and doesn't show that they're all enemies and that they're willing to be. There are some of them that aren't even aware of the situation and are willing to trust Archer and his team. It's a good way to show that like the way of like viewing Zindi just all as the enemy and distrusting them all is not the way to go, which will get payoff later on with the character of Degra, who we are starting to see here. This is just an excellent episode of Enterprise all around that I really like. This is, you know, this season still has a lot of low points where they do like the one-off episodes. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. But episodes like this that are continuing to push the story forward is really where Enterprise this season shines. And I really, really liked this one. So yeah, this was a great episode of Star Trek Enterprise. I'd love to hear all your thoughts, though. Let me know what you think of Star Trek Enterprise, The Shipment. Next week, if I recall, is another... I think it's the Wild West episode is next week, which is one that I remember not being... super great, but maybe, let me see, what's next week? What's next week's episode? Twilight, which, no, Twilight is not. No, Twilight is another one that I really like. Oh, I like that next week's, ooh, I'm excited for next week's. Next week's one of my personal favorites of the season. And then we get North Star, which is the one that I just like. But yeah, we actually have a run of pretty good episodes coming up. So excited to talk about it, but we'll get to it when we get to it. So until next time, I will see you all, my friends, on the long road.